I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Toon Jam. I am Matt.
And I'm Jamie.
And today we are on our second dive into this year's spooky season. Spook Jam. Yes, it is spooky season here at Toon Jam. And we covered Mickey Mouse Runaway Brain last week. But this week we are heading into the world of Hey Arnold. Which might sound crazy. You're like, hey, Arnold, what do you want about? That's not a spooky show.
He does have a spooky shaped head.
Ooh. He does have, yeah. It's an American football. But we are covering a specific episode, and that episode is Haunted Train. This is a particularly spooky episode in which their grandpa tells them a spooky story about a haunted train. That's it, very, very basically. Mm-hmm. But as for Hey Arnold, let me tell you a little bit about it before we begin. Hey Arnold is an American animated comedy television series created by Craig Bartlett. It originally aired on Nickelodeon from October 7th, 1996 to June 8th, 2004. The show centers on a fourth grader named Arnold, who lives with his grandparents in an inner city tenement in Hillwood, Washington. Episodes center on his experiences navigating urban life while dealing with the problems he and his friends encounter. Many episodes, however, focus on other characters, including major, secondary, supporting, and even minor characters. Bartlett's idea for the show was based on a minor character named Arnold, who he created while working on Pee-wee's Playhouse, of all places. The executives enjoyed the character, and Bartlett completed the cast and setting by drawing inspiration from people and locations he grew up with in Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, and Brooklyn, New York. Bartlett created the pilot episode in his living room in 1994, and official production began in 1995. The animators worked to transform Arnold from clay animation to cel animation, leading to the series premiere in 96. Production on the show concluded on December 7, 2001, after five seasons and 100 episodes, and its last episode aired on June 8, 2004. A feature film on the series, Hey Arnold the Movie, was released in theatres on June 28, 2002, and all five series have been released on DVD. On March the 2nd of 2016, so this is relatively more recently, but still going back, you know, 6 years. A television film continuation of the series, Hey Arnold, the Jungle Movie, was greenlit. It picks up from where the series ended and resolved unanswered plot lines from the story. The film premiered on 24th of November 2017 on Nickelodeon, Nicktoons, Teen Nick, Nick Rewind, and on November 24th, 2018, as an international theatrical release, wrapping up the series' storyline. And then to go on, a little bit of a sort of fun fact about the future of Hey Arnold. Before the premiere of The Jungle Movie, Nickelodeon stated that if the ratings of the film would succeed, they would consider rebooting the series. Though the ratings were a success with millennials, it ended up missing the mark with Generation Z or Z. So the idea of bringing back the show on Nickelodeon was scrapped. However, in August 2018, musical composer for the show, Jim Lang, revealed in a Tunes podcast, Tunes, and Tunes, that's the name of it. Just to name drop another podcast there. Could be good. that while Nick will not produce the show at the studio due to poor ratings of The Jungle Movie, he had this to say. Netflix, Amazon, Apple were all people that were going to go out with the idea for trying to make season 6 of Hey Arnold. We haven't heard anything yet, but we've got our fingers crossed. In October of 2019, Craig Bartlett revealed in an interview with the Aaron Mehta show that Hey Arnold could come back as a series with the characters aged up for season 6 if the Rugrats reboot is successful. So pretty interesting news at the end there, because as far as I'm aware, the Rugrats reboot is successful.
Oh, yeah.
It's still going, isn't it? So
yeah.
So yeah, we could see more Hey Arnold in the future. Interesting. But yeah, there you go. That's Hey Arnold in a nutshell. But I mean, a lot of you probably remember it. Some of you may not, but it's obviously got internet ratings, and we're going to guess them.
Yes.
Well, before we do, actually, I take it you've watched this before.
I have. I have seen Hey Arnold. Yeah.
This is our generation, isn't it?
Yeah. It's funny you're saying about how it didn't go down well with Gen Z, but I mean, I think this episode is like a classic example of the type of show that we had before, smartphones.
Yeah.
Most of the episodes are based around kids sitting around trying to do something because they don't have like technology in their hands. So I definitely enjoyed this show when I was growing up.
Yeah. I suppose it's a good point though, isn't it? There's like such a massive gap between, I mean, we're the last generation that kind of didn't have everything that they have now.
Mm.
But we did get some of it. We're kind of like an in-between one in a way.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's weird because obviously there's going to be a massive change. And I suppose, you know, when we started this, the whole thing of like, oh, 90s cartoons are best. That's what a lot of people say, or what we hear people say. And I guess that's a big part of it, isn't it? It's just the difference in audience between 90s and then basically millennials and then Zoomers.
Yeah. And the culture shift really is just like, what is it, 2007 when the iPhone came out. So since then, it's like a different breed of, just kind of what you do in your everyday to day life really is very, you know, the opening for most cartoons of the 90s is just like, well, what are we going to do today?
Yeah.
If you've if you spend most of your life on your phone, then it's like, oh, I actually know what I'm going to do today. It's
just
kind of really scroll through the screen.
So interesting. But yeah, we've both seen this. I mean, we both watched it quite a lot, didn't we? Growing up, I imagine. It's big for our generation. Okay, then. Well, with that, I've got IMDb ratings. I've got one for the series and one for the episode.
Oh.
So we can do that. And I also have,
oh,
we've not had one in a while, a Rotten Tomatoes audience score for Hey Arnold.
Oh.
So let's have your guesses in. So 34,000 ratings for the standard Hey Arnold rating. What do you reckon it's going to be? This is for IMDb.
I say 7.4 for Hey Arnold. 7.4. That might be a bit high. Yeah.
Okay. And what about the episode? So this has only got 206 ratings.
I'm gonna go 7.8, a little bit higher for the app.
And audience score, Rotten Tomatoes. Hey Arnold.
I'm gonna go 82 for audience score.
Okay. So 7.4, 7.8, and 82. Okay, so let's first one, you said 7.4.
Mm-hmm.
This is for Hey Arnold on IMDb. It is actually 7.6.
Ooh.
Very close. But yeah, you start to get more, you know, this is why when we see high ratings, you're like, wow. Mm. But obviously, the more people that rate it, the fairer the score is, I guess.
Yeah.
The episode, you said 7.8.
Yeah.
It's 8.2.
Wow.
High up.
Yeah.
So good listing for that episode.
They loved it.
And finally, Rotten Tomatoes, you said 82. It's actually 91.
Wow.
Yeah. Fond memories.
Lots of love for Hey Arnold. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But there you go. The voice of a generation, I suppose. Mm. but what about Twitter? What's Twitter got to say about Hey Arnold?
Yeah, lots of people remembering Hey Arnold. I mean, specifically the episode. There seems to be many people who've witnessed the show at a young age and just remember it having an effect on them. So we've got LA the Navigator, who says in a reply about what movie scared you, they replied, not a movie, but the haunted train episode of Hey Arnold had me sleeping with the lights on. Skullface emoji.
Oh my. Spooky.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you remember that, don't you? Like the odd episode that, of something that just kind of came out of nowhere and really freaked you out as a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
It's and funny because it's hard to see it sometimes as an adult.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Was this a Halloween episode then, or was it just a random one?
I don't know. I mean, there's obviously it's a two-part, each episode is like two segments. The other one wasn't Halloween-y at all.
So. No. So, yeah, very strange. So, yeah, they were spooked. They were spooked by it. We've got Glass Cole, who says, that haunted train episode of Hey Arnold is my favourite one.
Oh.
So, that's it. Their favourite ever of Hey Arnold. It's just that one.
Yeah,
that's the one that does it. Must be a big spooky fan, I reckon.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty out there.
Hmm. We've got Boogie, who says, the haunted train episode of Hey Arnold still scares me. I can't watch it at night.
I like the spooked voice there.
Yeah, she's terrified. Still terrified.
Still can't watch it at night, though.
Yeah, imagine that. Like, a show from the 90s. You know, you watched it when you were young, you're like, whatever. And then, in your adulthood, you're like, still thinking about it when the lights go out.
Yeah.
Just, hey, Arnold. No.
I always think, like, for me, there's a few things that really freaked me out, I think, watching stuff that, I remember, and we watched the Courage episode with the burgers.
Mm.
I remember that being pretty horrible.
Yeah.
But I remember a lot of it's like Goosebumps and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the Goosebumps episode with the hands.
Oh, like, yeah. That freaked me out. That song as well. I don't like that song on the piano.
Yeah. And it's still, but then I imagine, like, if you'd never watched it as a kid and you watched it now, you'd probably be like, that's not scary.
Yeah. You'd be like, that's lame. That's stupid.
Yeah, so there's definitely an art to understanding what will scare kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Because for me now, it has to definitely be something recent. Like, you know, like I'm not afraid of like a film I watched a year ago anymore. Like it just doesn't have that resonance anymore. Like if I watch something spooky and I go to bed, like it will kind of be in my brain as the lights go out and I might be a bit spooked. But that night is pretty much as long as it's going to last. Like there's no Like, I don't go to bed now and think of something that scared me before. It just doesn't really work like that anymore.
No, so
it's gotta get them while they're young with the spooks, apparently.
That's it. If you want them to be scarred for life.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to be
the Hey Arnold era. Yeah.
So yeah, a victim of Hey Arnold there.
Yeah. We also have Brian Bleeds Blue, who says, anyone else remember that scary haunted train episode of Hey Arnold? I remember not being able to sleep after that one. Kind of read into the nervous laughter there at the end. Yeah. I think that's what that was. Come on, Brian. We know you can't sleep either.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. So, yeah, it's really affecting people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it was affecting people and it still does.
Really sticking out for people. We've got Emilio Olimi, who says, the haunted train episode of Hey Arnold was the scariest thing I've ever seen, truthfully.
I like how all these voices are a little bit scary themselves. apologies if you're not scary.
Yeah,
if you want a bit spooky, then you're welcome. But yeah, again, spooked by the train.
Yeah, the scariest thing they've ever seen.
Yeah, that is.
We always need one of their memories.
Yeah, that's a classic Twitter line there.
Wow.
I mean, I wish it was the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, really.
Imagine being chased home at night by just a phantom and then getting in, like rushing behind the door, closing it behind you, locking it, and being like, wasn't this bad as Hey Arnold, though, was it?
To be fair, with the spooky voice you gave them, they could just be, I'm thinking of them as a spooky person anyway, so
yeah, maybe that's
not
true.
not much spooks them.
Not after Hey Arnold, anyway. Absolutely broke their spookings.
Yeah.
Like, all their inner workings of spook stuff from a young age. Just like, nah, Hey Arnold, haunted train, done. And then finally, we've got The Golden July, who says, Hey Arnold was on some other hit. The haunted train episode gave me mental scars that last to this day.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, another victim.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like just a laundry list of people who need therapy now as a result of the haunted train.
Oh, boy. Well, there you go. So, yeah, Twitter's thinking it's too spooky.
Yeah, Twitter traumatized by the Hey Arnold haunted train episode.
Yeah,
apparently.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But everyone remembering it, so that's a good thing, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's dig in. I mean, first of all, had you ever seen this episode?
I don't think I had. I don't think so. Like, there's like a handful of Hey Arnold episodes that stick out in my brain, and I think the main one being where Arnold's gonna get beat up, and the bully like gives him like a date and time. That's like the one I remember most vividly.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't really remember Hey Arnold having. Like, I don't remember spooky stuff in Hey Arnold that much, to be honest. So this one...
No, it's probably why it stood out so much, though, isn't it?
Mm.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Just because it didn't really happen that often. I mean, it was you know, it was a pretty fun cartoon normally, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, a lot of what I remember is stuff. I remember there was one, did he have a pet pig or something?
Yeah.
That's one that stands out. And obviously, you know, Helga's shrine to him.
Yeah, that always made me laugh.
That was, I mean, I don't know if that was in loads of episodes or if I just remember it really well.
Yeah, I just remember one opening the wardrobe and seeing all the weird stuff.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I remember the show. I don't think I ever saw this episode.
No.
Especially by the sounds of the reactions from people from Twitter, because
yeah.
I feel like I would have remembered it.
Yeah, I mean, like, we obviously did, we've had a look around at spooky stuff to do, and this one was on lots of lists of, like,
Yeah. This
will terrify you. like this has caused trauma for generations, which, to be fair, judging by Twitter, that's correct.
Yeah. But, I mean, how did you find it? Did you find it, did you find it was still spooky now? Did it hold up?
I think sort of, like, I liked the way they eased into it, really. Like, I liked the way it was just, like, a story at first, and then they went to investigate to see if it was true, and then things started becoming real, and you're like, oh, okay, like, what? How much of this is, you know, like, where's this going to go? And then you sort of had that kind of second reveal there of, like, oh, okay, maybe it's not as bad as they'd initially thought out. And then I think that the moment that everyone's kind of spooked out by is the sort of, like, you know, the very end where the sort of the final rug pull, really, where the haunted train seems to have a real version of itself, you know. And then you're like, oh, okay, that's quite spooky. But even still, even though that last bit of imagery of the scary train driver, he still looks like a charming Hey Arnold character.
he's got a lot of stitches on his face, hasn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, like, his overall shape and everything, he's still, like, he's fun looking. Like, it wasn't scary, I don't think, in a way that other shows have. Like, compared to Courage, for example.
Yeah, that's, like, what I was thinking, yeah.
You see the odd thing on there that's like, man, that's actually weird. Like, I don't know how I feel.
Yeah, it's like, actually, that is really upsetting even now.
Yeah. There's things that stick out there. That's like, that's a bizarre thing to see.
I felt like this was a suitable amount of spookiness, for a kid's show. I didn't think it was over the top.
No. I think a lot of it was that kind of anticipation, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
It was like, oh no, you know, they're on the train now. This is happening, and just, you know, the things kind of coming true and. Just the kind of spooky environment.
Yeah, like, and we did have a lot of spooky things in the 90s.
Mm.
And it kind of, it was very very nostalgic as well.
Yeah, yeah, like, I think so.
Like, the show overall was like, oh man, yeah, I think this is what we sort of miss now.
Mm.
You know, because it's pretty casual as well, isn't it? Like, the overall, like, Hey Arnold in general, you know, it's just his life.
Just a very relaxed guy, isn't he?
Yeah. And it's like, it's not too, like, high pace, like, in the episodes, but not in a bad way. You know, it's well paced.
Mm-hmm.
And it has that kind of, you know, maybe not so much this episode, but, you know, overall there tends to be, like, sort of moral to it that's kind of helping you deal with something as a kid.
Yeah.
But it reminds you of being a kid as well. I think it's always good when a show does that. Like, you know, you can tell it's made by someone who who really remembers their childhood and possibly has children of their own sort of thing and mashes the two together. It just feels like it has a place in the world in a way.
Yeah, and again, that, you know, it's got that sort of feeling of just what happens in your day, you know, as a kid. It's just like, oh, we kind of stumble across something to do, and then that sort of becomes our adventure for the day. And that's definitely kind of absent from a lot of stuff nowadays, because that seems to be the thing that sort of disappears, I guess, as you get older. And as well as, like, as the way the world's changed, it's...
Yeah, yeah.
That's not really... It doesn't feel like that's really there anymore in a lot of childhoods.
It's an interesting thing. I don't know if this is just something that you have to come to terms with, like every generation has to come to terms with in a way, like, and why people look back and say, oh, well, you know, it was better back then. But it's more relative to you, I suppose.
Yeah.
Even now, like when you look back, it reminds you of your own childhood.
Yeah.
My own sort of thing. But whereas you watch something now and it's going to be worlds apart. I think especially now.
I get, as well, I really like the premise that I think is in a lot of spooky stuff kind of works like this, though, just that, like, someone tells them a spooky story and then their initial reaction is, let's go find out if that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of just being like, that's terrifying, I'm going to stay away from that. It's like, let's go deeper. Like,
because it's like a genuine curiosity that killed the cat sort of thing. Like,
yeah,
in a way, no one really actually wants to do that.
No.
But because they're children, they're so curious. It's like, I need to know. I need to know the answer, but I really don't want to find out, but I really want to.
Yeah, that's definitely a kid thing as well, isn't it? Because now as an adult, you'd make the logical decision, like, I'll stay as far away from that as possible then, if that's the case. Not like, any truth to this tale?
Yeah, let's go find out. Let's walk straight into the haunted house.
That's it. Can I get abducted by a train? Can I go off the rails in a spooky ghost carriage? Let's see.
But it had all those sort of, you know, the music, the tone. It really took me back to spooky 90s, this show, in a really nice way. And once again, renewed my longing for spooky cartoons
as well.
Because I think this is kind of the bits where, you know, we always say, like, oh, how much there was spooky back then. And then when you actually look, it's probably not as much as you remember. But there's episodes like this in Hey Arnold and all sorts of things where they were a bit spookier than, you know, they had a right to be in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though, to be honest, watching it now, this is what I'm kind of saying. Like, maybe if I'd have watched this as a kid, it would have been quite a bit spookier.
Yeah.
Watching it now doesn't have the same effect.
No. What do you think is the bit that everyone is kind of scared about the most? Like, what do you think's the one that the bit that everyone's kind of remembering in their nightmares with their nightlight on?
It's got to be the train driver, hasn't it, really? Like, because I don't know what else would really, you know, hook you and keep you being afraid of it.
Yeah. Do you think the tale overall of, like, a spooky train out there somewhere is kind of...
taking people to hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to say, isn't it? I mean, you know, some people. I mean, if you're one of the people that have been super scared by this, tell us what it is that, like, really frightened you. Is it just the train driver? Is it the whole episode? Is it, you know, just the way it was built? Because it's hard for I don't know. Is it because we're older that it's hard to connect with that overall scaredness of it?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, going through Twitter, it seems like every reference to a spooky train causes people to be like, this is just like that Hey Arnold episode. So it seems like just the idea, like, you know, the story of the haunted train has sort of definitely rooted somewhere.
That's it. And I mean, a train is when it's things, you know, that you don't know how much those people have to get trains. Maybe they already didn't really like trains. Maybe they really like trains.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, I guess it's the idea of, it's the same with a haunted house type thing, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
the idea that it makes your own home scary.
Mm.
It's somewhere that shouldn't scare you, and then it becomes scary.
Yeah, and I think that also added, you know, well, I'd say subtracted a little bit for me as well, in the fact that, like, I don't really go near, like, old trains or anything. So it's not something that I kind of need to be scared of, you know, like, if it was, like, you know, a spooky ghost that follows you home or something that's, you know, that you'd be around in your everyday.
Yeah.
Then
I suppose it's like, you know, if you had to get it, I think it would, you know, if you were getting the, like, a subway.
Yeah. Yeah. And
train a lot, you know, it's dark. The lights flicker a lot when it goes through the tunnels and stuff like that. That's where it could, especially, you know, when it's the later ones. And obviously, at the time, you know, cities weren't as safe as they are now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big thing as well, I suppose. The train was probably quite scary in the 90s anyway, in America in certain places, and probably in the UK in certain places as well. So, I mean, yes, you know, there's stuff to it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. There's still many, you know, haunted sort of, well, I don't know why I said haunted. I meant old. Still many an old kind of, like, train track, or, like, you'll see, like, a train carriage about. It's like, oh, that was very
haunted. Yeah, that's haunted. That's very haunted.
Very haunted, that one. So, you know, I guess there's a little bit there that people can still remember, still bring them those Hey Arnold flashbacks. And
well, I thought what they did quite well in this was they did build up a spooky atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
And even if you weren't scared by it, I think you could appreciate it. And it was enjoyable to kind of, like, ooh, yeah, ooh, just the theme of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely also hit by heavy nostalgia.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Multiple angles, so. Okay, well, we've discussed it. So let's move on. Let's give our reviews. You are aboard the train to hell, stopping at Swindon, Walter Orton, Swaddling Coat, Hull, Rotten Eggs, and finally, hell. You are aboard the train to hell. Please mind the gap. Okay, so here at Toon Jam, we have a 3-point rating system that goes as follows. Thumbs up. Too spooky. Thumbs down. No, seriously, that's too spooky.
I am traumatized.
That's my life ruined. And shaky middle. It's not that spooky. No, good, bad, in the middle. So, Hey Arnold, Haunted Train, your thoughts?
Yes. I really liked the premise of this episode. Like, it felt really cool and very old school in the way that it built up the spookiness, the story of the train, and then slowly approaching the train, and the atmosphere of it just kind of got a bit dark and a bit red and black in there on the train, and, you know, just with some added harmonica for atmosphere and stuff. There's lots of cool little elements that they added, and then to sort of, like, have that moment where it's like, oh, it's okay, everything's good, we're all back to normal now. And then have that extra kick in the back of, like, oh no, there is a haunted train. Oh no. I thought that was cool. I thought that was a really good way to do the episode, because other people would have just left it at, like, everything's okay now, guys. So it was extra spooky to have that little bit in the end. That said, in comparison to other shows, even other kids' cartoons at the time, I don't think this really had a spook factor above, you know, mild. I think it was very it's very middle of the road. Like, and I mean, maybe again as a kid it would have done some more damage to me, but watching it now, it's so, like, I wouldn't even really class it as a spooky episode almost. because it's just the horror factor just isn't there. But it doesn't mean that the episode wasn't enjoyable. I would say that there's definitely much spookier things out there. As far as the episode goes, though, it was fun to watch all the way through. I mean, if people used that formula, we could get some really cool other shows out of it, maybe with even spookier stuff in them. But as far as it goes spooky-wise, I think I'd be disappointed if this was, I'd put this on Halloween or something, like, right, let's get spooky, and then it was just, a Hey Arnold character riding a train on the way back. So, okay, that's not what I was in for. So it's tough to give it a rating, because it was good, but spooky wise it kind of failed. So I'm gonna go thumbs up. I still enjoyed the episode, so.
That was a real I really wasn't sure what you were going for then.
Yeah,
no, so I guess as far as the episode is a thumbs up, but the spooky factor is not necessarily.
No, very shaky middle on the spooky.
Okay, okay, that's fair. Yes, I too really enjoyed this episode. Very, very nostalgic. I know we always try to, try not to fall into the nostalgia hole, but it is very hard not to, because it just reminds you of all the kind of stuff as a kid that you kind of forget, and especially when it's from that time, it's like it really encapsulates the attitude of the era.
Mm.
And I think Hey Arnold is a really good show for that, because it's about kids in that era, and it's set in sort of a setting that you were so familiar with on the TV. Like, it's not New York, but as a kid in England, it might as well be.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yep, cool. And another show here. That's what we have. That's a cartoon. So yeah, there's all that to it. But yeah, Hey Arnold as a show anyway, good characters, good plot, good premise as well. This episode, like you say, perhaps not as spooky as the internet lists had led us to believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I did think it built it up in a really good way. It had all the tropes and stuff you needed for a spooky episode. And it clearly has spooked a few people out, and they've remembered it. Like you say, it had a nice little bit at the end where it's like, oh, the train driver is still spooky. And I guess you have to kind of remember that, it's not going to blow your socks off, but it is a kid's cartoon at the end of the day. So it's got to hold somewhere, because otherwise you remember them as, how on earth did this get made? Whereas this, you can kind of see how it did get made. I think that perhaps, it could have been spookier. But I don't think this kind of... It's Hey Arnold. It doesn't need to be spookier. I too am a thumbs up. I don't know if it's... I think I still would watch it. If I was like, yeah, let's get Hey Arnold on all the time, Halloween would be a good time to watch this episode. But you perhaps wouldn't put it in your lineup of spooky films and shows, like you say. No. So there you go. Two thumbs up still, though.
Yeah, good.
So none of us were too spooked, but we enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And we've definitely watched worse Halloween shows.
True. Very true.
So, two thumbs up, it's a good score. It's the best score. So there you go. We are cruising through spooky season.
Mm-hmm.
Spooktober. With very good scores so far. We have another two episodes left in our haunted foray. So join us again next week. But thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to rate and review us. It really helps us out and really helps people find us. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so on the three horrendous stitched up train conductors of the internet, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at ToonJamPod. You can also grab many of our older episodes, including our older Halloween episodes, over on YouTube. And that is, again, at ToonJamPod. Or if you're listening on YouTube, you can get more current episodes over on our podcast feed, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts. Otherwise, all that's left to say is thank you so much for listening. And until next time, you stay spooky. Ooh,
hey, everyone. Thank you for listening. If you want to help the show keep going, you can be extra jammy by heading over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/toonjampod. Here you can get a shout out on the show or unlock bonus episodes. Ratings and reviews anywhere you listen to the podcast also really help us out. So thank you and stay jammy.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.